It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and we're going to hit on a topic this quarter that many of us just hope is not a reality. Dustin, are we going to have a 2020 college football season?
It is well worth watching. This is something I thought about for probably about a week and a half, but there was no way I was going to be the first one to say it. I wasn't going to be the first guy to suggest it, so I'm glad Kirk Herbstreit that it's a conversation worth having. And I think, as I mentioned in the previous segment, James Franklin, he didn't address the possibility of canceling 2020, but he did address last week the idea of, okay, at what point do guys have to be on campus, showing up, getting in the weight room, working on stuff? You know, at what point does that have to happen in order to kind of save the 2020 season? He didn't get into what he thought the timeline would or should be. He said he had his opinions on it. Maybe this week we'll hear more from him as far as that goes. But Kirk Herbstreit's point was, as a university, do you really want your guys in locker rooms? Do you want crowds there? All that stuff. Do you want that, you know, not to sound morbid, do you want that kind of blood on your hands, so to speak? And there's a good chance that schools say no to that. Now, where we are right now, as of this very moment, the president just extended the social distancing guidelines through April 30th. We are still in this period of great unknown. We don't know when there's going to be a vaccine or a cure. We don't know when we're going to collectively wrap our arms around this thing. And I don't think it was out of line for Herbstreit to mention this possibility, because I do think the possibility is on the table. Now, we haven't yet. We've heard some sports leagues kind of hint at being creative at getting their leagues off the ground. So that's a development we could see yet. We could see the NBA do something. We could see Major League Baseball do something. What we also know is that the college football season is absolutely vital to the budgets of all these athletic departments. So if we start to see the creativity roll in these other sports leagues, maybe between now and then, you know, these days feel like dog years, right? Where every one day feels like about 7 days. So there's still a long time to go between now and when the season would kick off. We'll just see if there's any means of creativity that is required or if we manage to handle this thing. But it's definitely worth watching within the context of when do these guys need to get on campus to make this thing happen.
Well, as you said, Dustin, it's a long way off, and where the idea of canceling the college football season seemed unthinkable, just remember, a mere, what, 3-4 weeks ago, the thought of canceling the NCAA basketball tournament would have seemed unthinkable. So it is a reality as a possibility, but there's a lot of different variables that go into it. Obviously, the first one is time. We're talking about several months down the road, and a lot of things can change between now and then. There's also a couple other variables. One of them, and I know people don't want to hear this, but money is an issue. And we're talking about billions of dollars, and not just about the NCAA and these large universities. We're talking about a lot of people whose livelihoods are dependent on these sports taking place. So there's going to be a lot of financial pressure to get the world back up and running, including sports. And when you have a lot of money at stake and a lot of people involved, and we also have to look at already by the canceling of the NCAA tournament, the amount of money that was lost by the NCAA and these schools was significant. And you may not want to hear that, but that's part of the equation also.
It is, and I think when it comes down to it, we as a society are sort of in the same position. You know, people have criticized the president for minimizing the threat of this and sort of spinning it from an economic standpoint, but we as a society are faced, we are in this situation, and the sporting world is no different. You know, at what point in time can the world get up and running, and when is it too soon to push that? So we're all dealing with that in some way, shape, or form. I do have a sense that somebody's going to show the way here about how to get sports going without taking gigantic risks. And, you know, before the NCAA tournament was canceled, obviously all these sports leagues were discussing the idea of having games without fans in attendance. And, you know, we have here players saying, "Oh, it can't be done. I can't do that." Well, I mean, you're probably going to have to. You know, it's one thing to gather 25 basketball players, for example, who have been thoroughly tested. It's another thing to gather 20,000 fans to watch them.
And that's exactly, I think, the gray area where a lot of folks are looking at this as a black and white situation. It's either, oh my goodness, we got to save every life we possibly can. We got to do everything possible. And the other side saying, we've got to get our economy back up and running. There is some gray area to this, all for our whole society and also for the world we're looking at, the world of sports and college football in particular. Now, would it be surprised? Major League Baseball is going to be their season is right now. I mean, we should be watching Major League Baseball right now. And they're talking about different things. They're talking about playing with empty stadiums. They're talking about moving games to areas that are not hot spots, which would mean maybe you don't play in a New York City. Things like that. So there is an in-between. Now, for college football, I know one of the ideas someone floated out there was actually playing the season early, like in July and August, when hopefully the virus would not be a factor during the summer months. I can't see that happening. Can you imagine down south playing games, you know, in the middle of August and July? But what I can see happening is playing the games without crowds. Now, again, that's some revenue loss that takes away a lot of what makes college football so special. But as college football fans, we're so starved for games. I'm sure I would be watching, and whether the stadium's empty or not, I would be watching those games. Now, the other part to that, which may need to happen, is much better testing. Now, Kirk Herbstreit, in his interview, he talked about, well, there won't be games by then because there won't be a vaccine. Well, might it be just very diligent testing of the players, and whether it's an official COVID-19 test, or is it they take their temperature every day and check for symptoms every day and put in some restrictions like that? I don't know what would be the best way to do it, but I could see them examining every possibility. And like you said, especially if, say, Major League Baseball set the precedent and started playing games, but playing them in empty stadiums, that might be what we see.
Yeah, I think the exact steps, it's all sort of speculative right now. And it's also worth saying that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, sports don't matter that much. But as you mentioned, you know, it's not the Penn State athletic budget, the NCAA, you know, all this revenue is one thing. But and here's, you know, James Franklin got into this last week. And this is one thing I feel like people should appreciate about him more, is that whether you agree or disagree or think he's a salesman, whatever you might have opinions of him for, he's got a perspective on the world. He's not a meathead coach whose only thing that he knows is football. You know, like, he got into the economic trickle effects of all this when it comes to the small businesses in town, the restaurants and the hotels and the people that have nothing to do with the athletic world, who could have never seen any of this coming, who are currently on hiatus, who aren't doing business. And if they are doing business, it's very limited. you know, the trickle down goes beyond the athletic world. And so that brings this conversation, not that it's the most important thing going on right now, but it factors into everyday lives just as much as everything else does.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And as you said, you know, the comparison to the rest of the world, there's a lot of businesses out there that you may call non-essential. Well, they're pretty essential to that guy who owns that business. And it's pretty essential to those folks who work at those businesses. Now, before I start getting more feedback that says, gee, Jim, shouldn't we? Yes, we should make sure health is the top priority. And I think James Franklin said that also. And a lot of folks do. But at some point, you know, we've got to start getting back to work. And it may be a completely different style of work going back to work that includes social distancing. That still means, Dusty, you know, with the job you do, with the job I do, maybe we can do these from home. So we continue to. So at the office place, it's not so crowded. And, you know, that typical business handshake every time you go into a meeting, well, that goes away. There's a lot of little things that go into this and is going to be part of, you know, how we deal with the world going forward. Now, the timing of it, as you said, as an example, the president talked about Easter as the time to, you know, try to open up the economy. When he said it seemed unrealistic, and already, you know, that's kind of been confirmed with the lockdown going through the end of April at least. But there will be a point where we'll have to go back to work, and sports is part of that also.
Yeah, and just to circle back to the very beginning of this, at what point in time does that need to happen to salvage some portion, at least, of the college football season? You know, I got to think maybe about 6 weeks would be about right in order for guys to be able to get to a point where they're coordinated and where they can protect themselves, where they can get to them their bodies physically ready. Right now is an important time in that conversation as well. And is there a partial season? Did they push the season back? You know, there's still more. There's still gray area, I think, between the 2020 season as it's supposed to exist and the 2020 season being completely called off. We haven't really scratched the surface of trying to find solutions.
Dustin, real quick, could you see like the out of conference games canceled and they just go to the conference schedule?
I thought about that, but you want to talk, that's the lifeblood of some of these budgets themselves too. So I'm not sure about that one either. We'll see. We just got to keep an eye on this moving forward and see what happens. For now, we'll take a quick break. We'll look at the future of Penn State's offensive line right after this.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.